I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Lawrence Wagner, founder and CEO of Spark Mindset. Spark Mindset offers virtual and hybrid educational programs for grades 6 through 12 to give kids, and particularly kids of color and girls, opportunities to learn and earn credentials in the cybersecurity field. Spark Mindset's mission is to prepare middle and high school students for cybersecurity careers. To learn more about Spark Mindset, visit sparkmindset.com. Lawrence, welcome. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Lawrence, to start off, you started your career in the military. So can you tell us a little bit about what led you to cyber and then to ultimately starting Spark Mindset?
Yeah, I joined the military right after high school. And I did 8 years in the Army. I did one tour in Iraq and then Kuwait. And then once I got out, I got into IT. So in 1999, I started my IT career, starting out building and fixing computers. Started out as a technician and worked my way up to becoming a project manager and system administrator, working in at the Missile Defense Agency. So I was a defense contractor there for 7 years. And in that time, I got into project management. I was the project server administrator, system administrator, and I learned about cyber. We got attacked, and next thing I know, the military put out that anyone who had high-level access to systems had to become certified in Security Plus. And so that was my first taste of getting into cyber. And from there, like I learned it really quickly. And from there, I just watched cybersecurity grow. And so when we started Spark Mindset in 2016, my whole purpose was how can I help kids from underserved communities, which I came from, being from the projects of Cleveland, Ohio. How do I help them get into careers that will prepare them out of poverty? And so we picked cyber because it was one of the fastest growing STEM career fields. And this was back in 2017. And it still has been growing quickly ever since.
Great. And so Spark Mindset, recently you announced the launch of your Cyberspace Virtual Academy program, which is set to go live on September 14th. So Lawrence, can you tell us a little bit about this new program and the need that you and your team identified that prompted you to develop the Cyberspace Virtual Academy?
Yeah, we saw two needs. Again, reading in your magazine, Cyber Ventures, mm-hmm. Cybercrime, that there will be 3.5 million unfilled jobs coming in 2021. There's going to be an increase in cyber growth by 10% into 2027. Mm. And we saw that high schools and middle schools were not offering these programs to kids coming in their high schools, especially in underserved communities. And so we wanted to be able to give something to students to actually introduce them into cybersecurity. The reason we picked the after-school program is because right now, as you know, COVID-19, right. A lot of schools are trying to figure out like what they want to do. A lot of parents are looking to get their kids involved in something. And we thought this was a great opportunity to begin to introduce kids to cybersecurity, especially in middle school, because girls and minorities begin to have certain beliefs, whether they can get into STEM, whether they're smart enough or cool enough, and all these stereotypes. And mm-hmm. so if you introduce them to this in middle school, then they think it's cool. They begin to get interested in it. They see people who look like them, and it allows them to pick a career path when they're starting to think, what do I want to do when I grow up?
Right. And so actually that's something that we've talked about a little bit on the show is how, you know, grade school level boys and girls have the same desire in STEM disciplines. But then as they get older, girls and minorities can tend to, they tend to drop off from that interest. So you, basically you guys are getting ahead of that and trying to make sure that, it stays a strong, you know, there's strong messaging them for them and strong representation. Cause like you said, like you, you definitely feel more attracted to something when you see someone that you think is representative of yourself. Right.
Right. And yeah, seeing someone who looks like you is so important for people in STEM career fields, especially for minorities and girls. And so for me to be in front of a lot of African-American kids helps because they don't get to see a lot of that representation from STEM career fields in their neighborhoods and in their schools. There is a strong women cybersecurity community, but even with that strength, they only represent 20% of the cybersecurity industry. Right. And so getting girls, we had one of our advisory council members from Cisco come speak to one of our camps, and it was all girls. Mm. The girls were so excited once they heard her, and that excitement lasted the whole camp. So hearing someone, seeing someone that looked like them, telling them how they can like actually pursue cybersecurity, what are different career fields that was in cybersecurity, excited those girls. And those girls were motivated all the way through camp. We have a few of them saying, how can they continue to stay involved based on that, our initial camp.
That's fantastic. And that's so good to hear. And then, so something else that our listeners should know is that for every child registered in the Cyberspace Virtual Academy program, a portion of the tuition goes toward a minority from a school in an underserved community as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that kind of came about?
Yes. So we also know that if you're trying to take someone out of poverty, you have to help them.
Right.
Like some parents just don't have the financial means. And so I'm a big into social impact, and I've watched companies like Tom Shoes, who if you buy one, you get one free. Mm-hmm. Like if you buy one, it goes to a community in Africa or some community that they're sponsoring. And so we want to adopt that same model. If someone buy one, we would give someone in an underserved community a discount, a significant discount, so they have access to being able to do our program. We also have, we've had some corporate sponsors, and so we also do corporate sponsors as well. With that, then someone can actually pay the entire price for someone to go through our program.
Oh, that's excellent. And so regarding that portion of tuition going toward minorities and helping kind of break down those barriers that, you know, low income households experience, and especially in underserved communities, your Spark Mindset's vision is to break the cycle of poverty in low income communities. So something, I'm from a low income household originally. And how does your team help kids understand both the need for talent in cyber, but then also the earning potential that can help break them free of that poverty cycle? Something I know that was always kind of hard to conceptualize in high school was what a salary was. So if we're saying that a cyber salary could bring in $78,000, sometimes for low income folks, that's kind of hard to conceptualize.
Yes. So we do that in a lot of ways. One, we partner with Junior Achievement. And so we teach financial literacy as part of our program. And so yes, I agree. They get $78,000. They don't know what to do with that. They have no concept of what a salary is,
right?
Or concept of like how to manage money.
Yeah.
So we thought about that, and we partnered with Junior Achievement to offer their program as a part of our course, to give them that financial literacy that they may not have. And so we thought that was important to do that.
That's great. That's really important. And as children, we learn a lot about various careers from our parents, you know, observing what those around us are doing. So how does Spark Mindset build exposure and awareness of cyber with parents of low-income households who may be completely unaware of the numerous career paths that cyber holds?
Yeah, so we try to go into those communities through webinars. And so we do a webinar and that talks about cybersecurity. What is cybersecurity? What are the potential jobs that they offer? Next week, we're going to actually have that webinar on our website where people can sign up and download it for free. Because we want parents to be able to understand what cybersecurity is. And a lot of low-income communities, they don't know what cybersecurity is. And when they think about cybersecurity, they think about one percentage of the hacking portion that's part of cybersecurity, not knowing that it's such a great and large career field.
Okay, great. And then what more do young people need to get exposed to cybersecurity? Earlier, something that was fascinating was you mentioned how schools, high schools and middle schools don't necessarily have the programming, but what else can we be doing to help build that awareness and that interest?
I think also, like you said, approaching parents, I think programs like ours, I think creating more opportunities for kids to have access through camps, gamifying it. Pre-COVID, we had abstract cybersecurity games that was in VR and that kids can actually play and see that in a gamified way that made it easy for them to understand. So it was kind of cool. They saw like the TCPIP model in a space, like a space tower. And we had the different levels for them to be able to explore. So one is making it fun, one, getting it to the parents. Those are two important things. Three, mentors. Again, some kids don't have parents who are in these career fields and they need to see people who look like them and who will push them and be a part of them. Growing up, I heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. And so partnering with mentors and other people who are in cybersecurity who can give them guidance as they're growing up is also helpful for that child to be exposed and to actually stay and finish out a STEM career path.
That's a nice segue into our next question, which was, what more can professionals in STEM career fields do to help build awareness with kids on cyber and ensure equity and inclusion?
So I would say for organizations to partner with schools, that's important, and to volunteer their time, even if it's only an hour a month, to get involved in a school or a child's life. You never know the impact that will have on that child or the kids in the school. So I think corporations should be, especially people of color and women, should be on the forefront of reaching out to schools and being involved with schools.
Absolutely. I think that's a good point as far as even just an hour a month can make a difference, because sometimes I think with how busy we all can be, we get a little overwhelmed thinking about volunteering a large chunk of time and making sure it's impactful. But to your point, it doesn't have to be some kind of large session. It can just be a little bit here or there, which is important for our listeners to think about.
Yeah. When we talk to potential mentors, we tell them, we only need you there for like once a month. And seeing the children's faces, the students' faces, they get so excited when someone comes talk to them. They feel noticed. And if they keep coming month after month, they actually believe that other people care about their plight and what they're going through. And once you build that relationship that these students think you care about them, that can go so much further to push them into, again, continuing to stay in STEM, graduating, get into a STEM career field, which ultimately will break the cycle of poverty in their lives.
Right. Absolutely. And so you mentioned things that Spark Mindset was doing pre-COVID-19. And now, of course, your new program is launching post-COVID-19. How are things looking as far as virtual learning for Spark Mindset in the world of COVID-19? With, of course, we're kind of hyper aware of how schools are performing and the challenges that they're facing with being hacked and not having that, you know, tech infrastructure to support virtual learning, of course, but would love to hear how you all are looking toward this next school year.
So we are, and we just started on Tuesday in our school in New Orleans. Virtual learning is challenging for the kids. And so I think what we're doing and spending is that first month of our programs, we actually sit down with them to teach them how to learn in a virtual space and how to connect with each other in that virtual space. I think school systems to have tried because they've not known if there was going to be in person or if there was going to be virtual. You know, they focused a lot on trying to be in person. And so I spent all the spring learning how to teach online because I realized I've taken online courses and some kids have never done that. So they don't have the discipline. They don't have the accountability or awareness what it takes to actually do the work online and to learn online. So I think you have to spend time teaching them because this is a new skill. This is a skill that they're going to need in the future because a lot of companies are going to remote work from home.
Right.
And they're not coming back from it. Right? They're going to stay. You know, you have Facebook and Twitter and Google and these companies, they're saving money not having their employees in the office. And so we have to begin to teach our kids how to function in that environment. Not saying that we get rid of in-person schools, but you have to prepare them in some kind of way to learn virtually so they can know the critical skills like critical thinking, problem solving, time management, these things that they're going to need in corporate America going on post-COVID.
That's really smart. And that's great to hear that you thought of it in that, you know, sort of strategically in that way. I think that's really going to make a big impact for sure. And so is there anything else that you would want to leave our listeners with about either Spark Mindset or building diversity and inclusion in STEM careers, you know, whether that's cyber or just broadly?
So when you think of STEM career fields and you think of people in underserved community, you think about girls, we need to get them involved early and we need to show them that it's okay and that they belong. I think we have lived in a space where these STEM career fields have not been diverse, like there hasn't been a lot of diversity and inclusion in STEM career fields. But these career fields are what pay livable wages and livable income and can actually propel a lot of our communities and people in underserved communities that's impoverished can propel them out of poverty. And we, by doing that, we can make kids in those communities citizens that are actually helping the community, that's actually producing and making our country a better country. And so we have to give these opportunities to these communities because it will change how the communities operate right now, where you see poverty and violence It shows these kids another way out of their situation.
Absolutely. Well, Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you so much for the really incredible work that you and your team at Spark Mindset are doing.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm really grateful and appreciate it.
Of course, our pleasure. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Lawrence Wagner, founder and CEO of Spark Mindset. To learn more about Spark Mindset, visit sparkmindset.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.